Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One, Jetta Cameron, Jen Rich, it is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, an awful night last night. Brutal. 2-0 hole, season on the brink, and season in deep, deep, deep trouble. Look, we'll talk about it all and take your reaction. You guys know the key elements. The top of the order struggling. The bullpen struggling. Rob Thompson's decisions. The bunt. The play. One that'll be remembered for all the wrong reasons, for many, many years. It's one of those plays going to go down in Philly's history as really an all-time negative. So we'll talk about it all and do it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
An all-time negative, that's an interesting way
it
to
is.
Put it. You're right.
It's
you're
up there.
Right.
It really
honeybees,
is.
Honeybees.
You just need two words, the bunt. Like, yeah. We'll always say the bunt.
I think so,
you know?
Too.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't understand the bunt. The fact that honeybees can fly, their bodies are gigantic, their wings are so tiny, but they can flap their wings 200 times a second, Joe.
Well, good for them. They should fly away and go to a different town. It's going to win a title in baseball this year. So, guys, let's get to it. Phones are right there for you. We're going to be really heavy on the phone lines today. We want to hear from you early and often. You know, even our guests that are often football-related guests, we'll do baseball almost exclusively. And that's with all due respect to the Eagles, but this is a Phillies day, obviously. Look, let's get right to it. Last night really hurt a lot. It hurt the Phillies' chances dramatically. It hurt all of us emotionally dramatically. You know, I've seen enough sports to know that there's a thin margin between victory and defeat in the postseason. And that is most especially true in the sport of baseball. You know, football and basketball, you can kind of romp your way to a title. You can just be the superior team and just do it. Baseball is the sport. I've seen it both ways when you win and you lose. It really comes down to two things: the execution of the players and the excellence or lack thereof of the manager's decisions. The execution of the players in every way: hitting, pitching, base running, situational awareness, et cetera, and the managerial decisions one way or the other. And those two areas, player execution and managerial excellence or otherwise, is where this team is lagging dramatically and why their season's about to be over. And obviously, I think almost all of us, maybe all of us, I'll say me, would say there was the two most important plays of the game were Trey throwing wide on a play at the plate where that runner really could have been out. That yeah. really, 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 really freaking hurt.
Yeah.
And obviously,
fielder's choice
the
and
bunt.
Our fielder sucked.
Yeah, no, that really, really, really hurt. And the bunt, which should not have happened. I understand why Castellanos is kept in the game. I think that's the right decision. The Bader thing, look, we didn't know how bad the Bader thing was till you see him run. Obviously, he can't run. I got basically no hope that he's going to be able to play in game three as a starter. So you save Bader's stick for a big spot to bat. That was a good decision, but you have to have someone to run for him, and you have to have someone to play defense for him. So I stand by keeping Castellanos in the game. I think it was the right call. I know they're saying some saying put Marchand in there to pinch run. I don't need that.
Castellanos can get a better lead. He can get a better.
He can, but you know what?
Better job of
the issue is knowing that it's Castellanos is on second base and don't bunt. Like that's the issue.
That's it. Period. That's it.
It's inexcusable.
It is, right?
Egregious.
It is.
Preposterous. I'm running out of words to describe what Rob Thompson did
last
night.
No, listen, he's and it's probably going to cost him his job because now you even compound it with the Aaron Nola thing, Game 3, which we'll get to more as we move deeper into the show. But if you missed it, Topper announced after the game last night, Aaron Nola 3, which is only acceptable if Ranger Suarez literally can't go. If Ranger pitches in Game 3, it is so freaking unacceptable that Aaron Nola gets a start instead of him. Now, we keep hearing he's available in Game 1, he's available in Game 2, apparently now he's available in Game 3. If Ranger Suarez pitches in Game 3 out of the bullpen, it'll be utterly unacceptable that Aaron Nola gets a start instead of Ranger. But I'll deal with that as we move through the show. We got time on that. Let's unpack last night. John, talk to me. I mean, this is probably going to cost Topper his job. It probably should. Obviously, the Turner-Schwarber-Bryce thing at the top is killing him. The bullpen is really hurting him. It's not as bad as it was last year in the postseason, but it freaking stinks again. And that's killing him. And Topper's decisions are killing him. And the bunt, look, there are certain plays in the history of the Phillies and Philadelphia sports that you always remember for the negative. And I'm telling you guys, the bunt, not because of the execution. It was a great bunt by Stott. I mean, could Cassie have gotten a better jump? Probably. But he's just slow. He wasn't going to get there. It is about the decision to have a player bunt with Castellanos in second base, which probably is going to ultimately doom this season.
So, especially a player who can handle the freaking bat.
Correct.
Like, it's not like someone who strikes out every time they get up there. Someone you think is just, like, he can handle the bat.
Yeah, might pull the ball and maybe move the runner, even make it
out. Get
it
over Freeman's head. And jump, give it in again, and then you're tied. Like,
you know,
John, talk to me.
The thing that's unbelievable is the manager who overtrusts people.
He does.
Did not trust Bryson Stott in the moment that mattered most in this game.
It's interesting.
Let him swing the damn bat. I mean, he's proven himself. It was he fixed it, whatever it was. And man, he's been there. He's done that. He has given us such a lift in the postseason. Let him swing the bat. I thought for sure we would bounce back in game two because that's what good teams do. But now I'm all but sure that we're not that. You know, thank you, Phillies, for that ninth inning. Thank you for that battle, but it wasn't enough.
You know, John,
according to Michael Barkan, we have an 8 or 9% chance
of
winning this series now historically when you're in this 2-game hole. But I saw some guys who fought last night. Luzardo fought.
Yep. Bader.
Luzardo was amazing. Bader again. He gets one chance. He's pinch hitting. One chance cold. He's out there
I know.
And he makes it happen.
How
is it possible? You got Kepler, who's got extra base hits in both games.
Yeah.
How is it possible that our top three guys give us nothing? In both games, they've produced two singles or whatever. We're 2 for 21 or whatever it is.
I think it's 2 for 21.
It's pathetic, that production. I don't understand it. I thought it would be different this year because I thought everything was going to be tapered differently and they were going to time it up just right. Holy cow.
So the
problem is those guys are great regular seasoners, but that's not what we want. We want postseason assassins. Yeah. We want postseason players who make it happen when it matters the most.
And Bryce always
when the pressure's on.
And Bryce had been here, but he's been horrendous this postseason.
He has just been horrendous. In the past, Bryce was amazing.
He has just been flat out horrible through these two games.
Same with Kyle Schwarber.
Schwarber's been terrible,
just
too.
Awesome regular season, but man, where is it? The numbers are... You look at the numbers, it's awful. I mean, Trey is batting 91 this series.
Yeah.
Bryce is batting 67. Kyle's batting 0.
Yeah. Look, if you
go hit, please.
Yeah, if you notice all season, after I initially termed them a great team, and then I realized, no, not a great team. Even when they surged, I never went back to saying this is a great team. I never felt they were a great team. I never trusted the lineup. I never, 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 never trusted the lineup. And they are killing them again. And Rob Thompson, who I did come to trust, is once again causing October problems, and it's probably going to cost him the season. It's probably going to cost him his job. And it just, you know, you only get so many cracks at this. I saw it with Andy Reid. You only get so many cracks. And this was a, I know there's no Wheeler, and I know that's hurting, and I'm not pushing it aside, but this is a winnable series, and it just feels like the Phillies aren't great. The execution of the players and the manager's decisions are holding them back, and it's going to cost them another season. James, talk to us.
Yeah, like, look, and the Dodgers are good. Like, they're a good baseball team.
I think they are great.
I think they're great. They are a great team. And you know what? They're taking advantage of moments, and the Phillies aren't. The Phillies are playing dumb baseball, both managing and playing. I mean, the amount of, like, little mistakes. Like, Castellanos not throwing the ball to second last night. Like, so many little things that you see. And the most frustrating part is that it's happening exactly like everyone thought it would. Like, everyone came into this playoffs not trusting this team despite having a great regular season, man, 96 wins. They fought. They battled adversity after the Wheeler injury, like that Mariners series, after the Mets series. They came back and won like 12 of 15. Like, they are one of the great Phillies regular season teams of all time with 96 wins, as sad as that is. And then they get to the playoffs, and the freaking bats go cold, and the manager screws up, and the bullpen can't get it done. It's like we didn't even need the regular season. We could have put ourselves right back where we were last year and the year before, and that's what sucks so much about it, man.
Yeah, and look, they do have great starting pitching, and they've gotten pretty damn good starting pitching, but it's not enough. Rhea, talk to us.
The thing that gets me about this is that the way he has managed this series has not been managing for the game. He managed the bullpen in game one, looking ahead to game two, which was a disgrace. Then you get to last, I'm going, if your decision, which I hate, if your decision is you're going to bunt there, then you can't worry about that you got a pinch hit for Bader. You've got a pinch run. I mean, pinch run. You have to pinch run for Castellanos there. You cannot bunt with his legs on second base.
Well, I will agree with that, but I'll say this. I just don't bunt.
That's what I said. The decision's outrageous.
Yeah, because I do want to use Bader's stick. He obviously couldn't run. He just couldn't run, which, by the way, is
and
horrible
for game
three.
And he got a hit. It was the right thing to do to put him up there. He got a hit.
Got a big hit.
And obviously, if the freaking...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you don't bunt, and that's the thing with the bunt too. Think about the bunt this way: like, it's the worst possible thing that can happen is your runner on first with one out. Yeah. Even if Stock gets out, Cassie's still on second base.
Right.
Like,
and by the way, let's not let Orion Kirkren and Strom off the hook.
I know. Kirkren, though, if Trey Turner and JT Romuto make a play, Kirkren's out of that inning. I agree with you. Kirkren fell apart at the end, but like, they didn't help him, man. Kirkren had a shot to get out of that.
He
got that big strikeout. Like, he had it.
Yeah. And look, we've talked about Trey's defense for a couple years, and there it was. That wasn't a range issue, although those issues have cropped up this October. But that play was a defensive play to be made. I think an average defensive shortstop throws a better ball. The player's out. You might get out of the whole freaking inning. You might win the game and be tied 1-1. I mean, it was a decision that they made to stick with Trey for shortstop for the season. Well, no, we got a big contract. We're not going to move him. I don't think they even really considered it. Here it is, Crucible of October. I thought it was one of the two biggest plays of the game. Bang! Trey's defense kills him. I mean, as James said, so much of this, so predictable. The hitters, the bullpen, Trey's defense, Rob Thompson. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. It hurts emotionally. There's also a lot to dissect. Do it with us. Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie. Talk to us. It hurts, man. Really does. on 94 WIP. Let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino as they get you ready for kickoff for the next football game in Philadelphia sports, which will be, believe it or not, tomorrow night. Philadelphia and New York Thursday night football. You know, new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, $300 in bonus bets with just a $5 bet if you win that first bet. So find the bet or bets that works for you and lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. Obviously, you can also apply it to tomorrow night's Game 3, Philadelphia and L.A. From a baseball standpoint. So both sports, both teams tomorrow. One team looks like they're going to play for about another 4 months. The other team looks like they're going to play for somewhere in 4 to 2 days. Brutal. FanDuel.com/hammer. That's the website. Lock it in. FanDuel.com/hammer. All right, absolutely brutal. Our segment here is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I really do think we'll remember the bunt forever.
Forever. I listen to that cut, Joe. It's like,
right?
I'm right back there. Yeah. And I said this on the post game last night, and L.A. mentioned it too, but like, especially after the first pitch, the ball 1-0, and you see those guys crashing right. So hard. Right. Change your plan!
Right. I mean, there's no doubt. It's the third base was crashing in. Sure, it stops moving to third. It's the wheel play. It was on. They showed it. Phillies had showed the bunt the first time. Bryce took a pitch. Bryson took a pitch. Fine. Good. Change the play.
And they said they were surprised by the. What do you think they're going to give you third? Here's third base. Have a successful punt. You did it. Good job. Here
come
you
on.
Go. Like,
come on. Let's go to. And I didn't like the decision of Otto Kemp start. That's a whole other matter. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair. Joe, good morning.
Well, it's not a good morning, but let me vent first before I get to the execution last night.
Yep.
You know, on this radio station, most local media, we have. Given this team and this core the excuses of having great regular seasons, and they're 2-9 in their last 11 playoff games. You had the late 90s Flyers, the lights get brighter, they choke. You had the mid-2000s Eagles, you had the Embiidishment Sixers, and now you have this core, which I've said for 2 months, it's the same. They hit bad pitching, Topper chokes, and this core just doesn't know how to win when they're supposed to win. But our Eagles team, with Hurt, Sirianni, Jalen Carter making mistakes, the OCs and all this stuff, that team gets criticized more than any of those teams and have a ring and have been the one and almost won that one. And for some reason, until this morning, this core team and this manager have been given chance after chance and all the belief. And for me, it's the biggest joke of all of them is all this lineup. Turner, Schwarber, Harper, JT, Casty, Bohm, overall, since they were up, down 2-1 against the Astros, it goes back that far, have done nothing in this home environment. They get no hit by the Astros. They laid egg and lost the 3 straight. Then you come home and lose the Cardinals for 2. Then you have the Mutts last year come in here and embarrass us. And then this year, everyone thought everything was going to be different. And it's not. You either have it in you or you don't. And I don't understand why we've all believed that this team, when they face good pitching over and over and over again, you thought all of a sudden they were going to win this series against the Dodgers. You can believe all you want, but they don't have it in them. And Topper, the play that changed this entire game, you bat Stott in the 7th with nobody on. You pitch hit for Sosa when you know you have a limited bench tonight. And you pitched hit him in the 7th.
How many outs were there? Remind me, how many outs were there?
2 with nobody on. You're down 4-0. What are you doing?
Well, now, you're trying to get something going as
no,
well.
But if you don't do that, you have Sosa bat in there in the 8th. Not Stott. Stott pitch runs for me in that inning for Casty. Sosa's also a good bunter. He's also good with the bat. Popper overmanages. He overtrusts his people with all this analytics, and I think this entire team lost their mojo, lost their charisma, lost their fight. in the dugout and how they come to the bat and how they play. And they all try to play hero ball and swing the swings and misses last night of trying to hit solo home runs the entire game. Where in the eighth inning, I'm like, oh, now they're putting the barrel on the bat. Now they're cutting down their swings. Yeah. Where is this strategy from the first inning? The Dodgers have amazing pitching. We can't be swinging for the fences. We need to put the bat on the ball and shorten our strokes because they have great pitching. Instead, everyone in this lineup, year after year after year after year, tries to play hero ball. But we have a football team that's been criticized for all the shenanigans that they do, the coach and the quarterback and AJ and Carter, but they've won.
Yeah, they have.
Counts.
They have.
I don't
listen
care about the regular season stats and 4,000 yards and this and that. When the lights are brightest, you want your players and your coach to be there ready to go. And this team, since they are up 2-1 against the Astros, have not been there.
All right, Joe. We got you. I hear you loud and clear. Patrick in Tabernacle. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, everybody. Listen, I disagree with what Joe just said. Everybody did not believe, because I did not. I'm not everybody. I'm not part of that statement. But listen, man, up the middle. My concerns, obviously. Let me back it up. Where's Dombrowski? I'm going to start with him. He's the jackass that friggin' rolled out the same team.
Well, to be fair, the Bader acquisition was big, and him getting hurt bad luck. No, I mean, that really hurt them.
He did not. I understand that. But let's start with this. He rolled out the same friggin' team that we had last year, that we had the year before, that we had the year before.
Yeah, but I can make this.
Hoping that the players can hit. Dombrowski hung his hat on the fact, I'm going to hope that the players I signed are going to play and hit. And he's right, but he's also accountable. Listen, man, we all know our stars, what they're doing, what they're not doing. This is just such a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
You know, like, honestly, I mean, it's just, you know, and I didn't have on my score. Hey, I didn't have on my scorecard our manager, you know, effect. Listen, managers don't necessarily win ball games, but they're sure as hell can lose.
Let me tell you something. A manager can. Dave Roberts last night. Now, let me be clear. Oh. It was Mookie Betts' idea. The Dodgers talked postgame, and they said Mookie Betts was the one that quickly said, we'll play, guys. And apparently, they hadn't even practiced it in spring training. They were the only team, the Dodgers, were the only team this year in baseball that did not record an out with the third baseman throwing it to the shortstop. The other 29 Great. Teams had, the Dodgers
That's
had
awesome.
It.
That's good but, to hear. Thanks,
but,
Joe.
But Mookie Betts, I guess, signaled or verbally, I don't know how he got it to them, said, guys, let's go wheel play. Dave Roberts authorized it. Bang.
You know why? Because Mookie Betts is a freaking winner.
He is a winner.
He's a winner,
He
dude.
Is a winner.
Yeah.
He is.
The difference.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
That's the difference. We just don't have that winning acumen on the team. You know what I mean? Right now, we just don't have players that really, truly, I don't know. I'm just so disappointed. Listen, we have more baseball to play. I get it. But I'm just so disappointed. And Topper, I can't believe I didn't have Topper screwing this thing up for me.
Well, I had that as a possibility.
It's always a possibility.
I know. But still, it's just like the last thing I was really thinking about, Rio, was like, oh, my God. Like, are you kidding me? And we have the same old tires. And Castellanos, like, to his credit, I mean, look, I don't know how he hit that double. I mean, that was
He stuck his bat out. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, just a junk ball hitter, like, to the extraordinaire.
Yeah.
And, like,
well, remember, that pitcher that pitcher stunk and should never have been in the game.
Well, Dave Roberts, almost, that's the thing. You talk about manager decisions. Yeah. Like, that, if he, not starting the inning with Sasaki, and he talked about it, like, that could have come back to go the other way.
That was insane. Astounding.
It was insane.
Rhea, it was insane. It was. All right. Phillies manager, Rob Thompson, what he said after the game. You're going to hear the full press conference. About 5 minutes, covers a ton of topics, all the notable things in the game. What Rob Thompson said post-game, you'll hear it next. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
This time of year, anything can go wrong with your plumbing, from sudden leaks to clogged drains, burst pipes, corrosion, even a mysterious noise. When these things happen, it is time to call the experts at Horizon Services. Horizon's team, they've got the expertise to solve any of your plumbing problems because they've seen it all. Horizon Services, they've got same-day emergency repair service, which can make sure you get back to being stress-free fast. Plus, right now, get a free, no-obligation plumbing inspection with any paid service to catch any issues before they become a real scare. If it's a bigger job, say a water heater installation, Horizon has money-saving warranties, rebates, and flexible payment options, so you can stay on budget while getting an upgrade. With Horizon Services, you always know the job's going to be done right the first time. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait. Click or call day or night. Schedule a visit today at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today, knowing with Horizon Services, help is on. Brought to you by Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon. Phillies now in an 0-2 hole in their best-of-five series with the Dodgers. After a 4-3 loss, Phillies made an attempt at a furious ninth-inning rally, scoring a pair of runs off three straight hits. With no outs and Nick Castellanos on second, Rob Thompson had Bryson Stott bunt, and it failed.
Rob, what went into the decision to have Bryson Stott bunt there as opposed to swinging?
Just left on left. We're trying to tie the score. I liked where our bullpen was at, based on as compared to theirs. So we play for the tie at home.
Let's not forget about some of the biggest culprits in this series. Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, 1-for-10. Last night's game, 2-for-21 in the series. Aaron Nola will start the winner go home game 3 in L.A. Wednesday. Enjoy Happy Dad Hard Seltzers at Klondike Kate's, nestled in the heart of Main Street on the University of Delaware campus. Visit KlondikeKates.com today. Partly sunny, high 82. It's currently 65. You can hear all the Phillies games tomorrow night, hopefully not the last one, Game 3 of the NLDS, on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
It's just a really rough one, man. It really is. I mean, look, thank God the Eagles won that Super Bowl and have given us a great era, but we know a lot of heartbreak in Philly sports. Reed, do you agree with me and James that the bunt will really go down as an all-time Philly sports negative?
Oh, you know, off air, it will be colored, surrounded by colorful language.
Yeah,
I mean, it'll be known as the bunt. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it was so shocking to watch it happen in real time.
Well, it's a fine play if you have a different runner.
Yes.
I mean, it is. I mean, you can pull it off. Now, there's no guarantee, but you can do it. If Trey Turner's on second, if Stott's on second.
I have a question for you, and I asked James this during the last commercial break. I said, is there nobody in the bullpen they could have used to pinch run for him?
Well, they could have. I saw some people saying that on social media. I did see that. Part of the problem
is they have to stay in the game.
Yeah. Someone has to play the outfield.
Yeah, I know they were short, but
it's like, I mean, to me, you've got to get the run, and then you figure it out from there. That's my point where the way Rob Thompson manages, it's like he's managing, and it's game 52 of 162-game season. You can't do that in the playoffs.
Well, let's listen to Rob Thompson. So we're going to play the full post-game press conference, which was, I'll say, interesting. I mean, he answered a lot of questions. It's about 5 minutes long. Listen to this, then we'll react together. There's a ton in here, including a lot of focus on the bunt early in this. Here we go.
Rob, what went into the decision to have Bryson Stott bunt there as opposed to swinging?
Just left on left. We're trying to tie the score. I liked where our bullpen was at based on as compared to theirs. So we played for the tie at home.
It seemed like the Dodgers were expecting it. Was there any thought of taking it off after?
Well, Mookie did a great job of disguising the wheel play. And we teach our guys that if you see wheel, just go ahead, pull it back and slash, because you've got all kinds of room in the middle. But Mookie broke so late that it was tough for Stoddy to pick it up.
Did you feel the limitations of your roster not being able to pinch run for Castellanos there?
Well, I mean, it is what it is, so couldn't do much about it. You know, I thought Stoddy laid down a good bunt, but it's the way it is. We knew that we were going to probably pinch it with Bader. We needed to have Willie there. Plus, if you pinch run Willie for Castellanos and then Bader hits, you have no one to run for him, and you don't have another outfielder. So, kind of hands were tied.
And is there any thought with, it seemed like you had a little bit of momentum there after not playing for the tie, or that didn't really enter the equation?
No, I want to play for the tie because I like where our bullpen was compared to theirs.
Rob, I know this lineup has been one of the deep ones you've had, but right now with Harper and Schwarber and Trey struggling a little bit, is that kind of what's holding you guys back a little bit? You go as they go?
Yeah, I mean, you'd like those guys to be swinging the bats, but I do like what we're doing at the bottom part of the order. Snell was good again tonight, but I thought our bats were better against him tonight than they were in L.A. I don't think we got out of the zone as much as we did in L.A. But you have to have confidence that those guys will get it going.
And that spot in the sixth where Bryce comes up 2-on-1 out feels like a moment where he's come through so many times in the past. Did that kind of feel like maybe a turning point in the game?
I think those guys are trying to do a little bit too much right now. You know, instead of just being themselves and looking for base hits, and the power will come.
Rob, you talked a lot in the past about how resilient this group has been. This is probably the ultimate test coming up of resiliency. Mm-hmm. How do you guys sort of get back on track and get back into the series?
Well, you know, I'll have probably a little meeting with them on Wednesday, but I love the fight in the eighth and ninth inning. They fought like hell, and hopefully that carries over into Wednesday. But this is a resilient group. Our backs are against the wall. You just got to come out fighting.
Will Ranger start game three?
It'll be Aaron Nola with Ranger behind him.
What's the reasoning behind that?
Nola's never pitched out of the pen. So how long he goes, I don't know. But I trust him.
Is there something health-wise with Suarez right now?
No, nothing. Nothing.
In the seventh inning, was there any thought in going right to the bullpen instead of sending Lizardo back out there?
No. I mean, he retired 17 in a row. He had 72 pitches. He's pitching great. So, I mean, you'd be asking me the question, why'd you take him out if I did? So.
And also in the seventh, what'd you make of the way Kirkering pitched? And also before the game, you said maybe you could go a little earlier with Duran. Is there any thought in putting him in the seventh just because he's your best reliever?
No, Kirkering did a pretty good job. And back-to-back nights, you get two outs and you're thinking you're going to get out of it. And then Will Smith, that's a slider for base hit and gives up, you know, we give up two runs. But he strikes out Edmund. He gets a jam shot to Kiki. Walk Muncy, gets a pop-up, and then the base hit. So you're there thinking, well, we're going to get out of this thing. So I thought he threw the ball well again.
Okay, anything else?
Dynamite. 24 pitches in the first inning, something like that, but it was 70% strikes. He was getting ahead. He was tacking. The slider was really good. Changeup was good. Fastball had a lot of life. Battled out of a little bit of a jam in the first inning, and then he rolled from there. So he was fantastic.
All right, that's Rob Thompson last night. Before we go any further and we react, I want you to have a chance to react on the Times Yours line. So the best calls will make it in 3 hours on the game, on what Rob Thompson said, on the Trey Schwarber-Harper thing, on the decision to go with Nola Game 3, on the bunt, on all of it. Time's yours, 215-238-4500. I implore you, put that phone number in your phone so in real time, it doesn't have to necessarily be in show, but during a game, you see something good or bad, because there's a lot of good that happens in Philly sports. Right now, it feels all bad. 215-238-4500. Store that number in your phone. Call it at any time. Obviously, today, best calls make it in 3 hours. John, your reaction to what you just heard?
Well, why on earth, if you're Rob Thompson, would you think that
the concept of trying to tie the score would sit well with anyone who's a competitor, anyone in Philadelphia.
I'm okay with it if circumstances are different. If I have a different runner, if I have a different runner, I'm okay with it.
All right. Well,
but mentality-wise, it's weak.
It's a weak mentality.
You shouldn't object to it. You got to tie the game. I get it. But you don't sit there and say, like, we're playing to tie. Like, you got a runner on second, no outs, and you're down a run. Play to win.
It's just a gross message, and I hate the feeling that this is the type of thing that's being sent out to this team on a regular basis. Like, I am so done with this manager, and I know that that's the best place to start the process. So, you know, easiest way to, you know, let's start weeding out A, B, and C and see if it makes us better. He can be the first to go, and I hate being that guy, the mindset matters so much. Look, I think it matters when we're talking about Miami, where Vic Fangio was, thrown out of town because he was too tough on the players. That mindset, Mike McDaniels, I think they're a weak-minded team. In Miami, I don't want to be a weak-minded team.
Well, I agree.
I think it starts at the top, and this is a major problem. So, that mindset is a major problem.
I agree with you, John. Let me go from that concept to the latest decision that was made, and it was announced by Rob Thompson in there, the NOLA thing. So, guys, it's okay if Ranger can't pitch. But it's completely unacceptable if Ranger can pitch. Here's the strategy if Ranger can pitch. You ready? Here's the strategy. Ranger, here's the ball. Go get me seven innings.
Go get me as many outs as you can.
Yeah.
Just pitch, Ranger.
Get me seven innings, and then I'll use like two or three of my best relievers, and that's it. Because Aaron Nola, off an off day, no less. Yeah, because Aaron Nola wouldn't pitch on the back end of that. Like, the strategy isn't, let me use and I love Nola, but he's a significantly lesser pitcher than Ranger in the year 2025. So if Ranger is healthy, Ranger, here's the ball, go, not Aaron, get me two or three or four innings. Maybe you get touched up a bit. Now my guy's got to come in. We're down 2-1 because I gave you three innings. You gave up two runs like it's freaking game four a couple years ago with Syndergaard or whatever the hell that game was. Like, enough of that nonsense. Just give the ball to the better pitcher and say, go! What the hell? And I'll tell you, that one could push it over the top to lose his job. Because that one, to me, like, at least the bunt thing, theoretically, happens in, like, a fairly split second. You've had 2 weeks to prepare for this thing. I mean, so my point, John, is Nola getting the ball because he's been a better Philly through the years? It feels that way to me.
And the contract.
Sure.
And that's garbage. That's nonsense.
If Ranger Suarez is healthy, I'm telling Boris, I'm not re-signing
with these
clowns if they didn't put me in a game.
I agree with you, Rhea.
I agree with you totally.
And that's what they are. I mean, I'm sorry, Aaron Nola doesn't deserve the start.
He doesn't.
It feels like the Kimbrel thing again, like a different where it's like there is not one Phillies fan, not one, who thinks that Nola should start over Ranger. We all get it.
As long as Ranger's healthy,
of course,
because there is a chance that he's.
But not when he says Ranger's going to come out after him. If his plan, like, we're going to see Ranger in Game 3, it seems.
Well,
like,
it
I don't know,
if
he would say
way.
It that confidently.
I know,
like,
yeah.
But I agree with you. The only thing that, like, makes any logical sense is he's hurt and can't pitch.
All right, so we have a Twitter poll question. It's not about Game 3, but it is about Game 2, and it's about the blame game. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who do you blame the most for the Phillies Game 2 loss to the Dodgers? We've got four choices here. We kind of got different groupings. Choice A, our hitters 1 through 3. Obviously, Trey, Schwarber, Bryce. They stunk. Choice B is Orion Kerkring. I would not vote for him, but he hurt the matter. I mean, it went from...
Well, putting him in was the problem.
Well, I could understand the desire to try to get a strikeout, which he initially did because you got two guys on and nobody out.
His record of late with inherited runners is atrocious.
I know. Yeah. I know. All right,
you
so
gotta know your people.
Kerkring's B... C is
Trey and JT's combined defense when LA did score that first run. I didn't even know it because I am so spun around on this rule. But James says that JT is allowed in that instance to block the plate.
To put a foot in front of the plate there, yep.
Put a foot in front, yeah. So that seemed absent. Trey's throw obviously was errant up the first baseline. A good throw, the player is out, period. And then maybe Kirkring gets out of it entirely because you'd have two outs at that point. And then choice D is Rob Thompson. My guess is this is going to come down to either hitters one through three or Rob Thompson as the votes come in. Let us know where you stand. Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, John. You know, the dictionary definition of a catalyst is something that affects change between two or more people or parties without itself being affected. And if you click under antonyms, you would find Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, and Trey Turner. They are the opposite of catalyst. That is, I think it was reposted Marcus Hayes' tweet about their, you know, the heaviest weighted salaries are underperforming, like 2 for 22 or something ridiculous. Like that would get my vote. I mean, just seeing that the second at bat from Turner to where he got struck out on like three consecutive changeups, each of which were progressively lower in the zone, you think that some just that.
Well, that one looked like one looked like him versus the Mets last year. I don't think all these players have looked ridiculous in making outs. They haven't looked as bad as they did versus the Mets. That at bat by Trey was a horrendous at bat. By the way,
there were
a
few like that.
A couple.
Yeah,
there was
Harper in the six. Schwarber in the eighth or whatever it was. Like there were multiple spots with the big dudes where their bats were weak. They were like not competitive at bats.
They were weak, and the root of the problem again in the sixth, especially it was awful to watch Bryce swing for the fences when we had I think two men on, no outs at the time, or one out. I think
it was two on one out.
Bryce is swinging for the fences. It's just look, we hear Topper say he likes the way we sit bullpen wise against the Dodgers. The Dodgers' bullpen is their weakness. So why are our best hitters not taking and expressly trying to get Blake Snell out of this game?
Yeah,
exactly. Get your mind right. Do the right thing. Your approach needs to be the proper approach. It's Bryce Harper in that sixth inning. It's Alec Bohm. Even Alec Bohm.
All right, John, I got something for you. I'm serious. So I'm guessing most people probably haven't heard this because, you know, it was after the game and how much you follow on what every player says in the locker room. But I want to play some Alec Bohm audio.
Mm-mm.
This is one of those, like...
Mm-mm. When?
I don't know. 10 o'clock last night, post game.
Oh.
So, not good. All right? Not good. Listen to Alec Bohm take you inside his mindset as a hitter in the crucible of October. This will cause a lot of people to say, I can't have him back next year. I'm telling you. Listen to Bohm.
I've felt this. I've said
You've seen it.
This. I want this. I don't want him back.
Yeah.
Well, because this mindset is pervasive.
Listen,
I believe this.
Listen to his mindset.
I think you're trying so hard that you just, whatever it is, you just kind of, it just gets you. You just kind of, I don't know how to explain what happens in those spots, but you just, everything's so heightened and you're so kind of like, you're just so hyper focused that you see something and you don't even know like why you swung or what, like it just happens. So, you know, that's just the part of the game where you got to slow it down as best you can and stay within yourself and just try to, you know, just hit a little line drive up the middle or something.
You don't even know why you swung.
Yikes.
Think about that.
Like, yikes,
man. You don't even know why you swung.
You don't say out loud, buddy.
If it
shouldn't happen, but if it's happening, you don't say out loud, man. That's unbelievable, Joe.
James, it is. It was the most astounding
piece of
audio after the game.
And it's almost like he knew as he was saying. He's like, I got to figure out a way to say this that isn't like bad. And he's like, well, can't do it. Just going to say it.
I mean.
What was that?
It it is a player overcome by the moment. Period. Yes.
Yeah.
It is a player overcome by the moment. You don't even know why you swung. It is so in his mind. And yeah. Listen, not every player is Kobe Bryant, right? Not every player can be DeMamba. Okay, not every player can do that. I'm not saying everybody can because they can't. But you want to be closer to that than I don't even know why I swung. I was so overcome by the moment, I don't even know why I swung. Are you freaking kidding me? 215-592-9494.
That's certainly not a pick-me-up.
I am
right,
like,
Rhea?
I'm almost speechless.
Had you heard that last night?
I had not heard it.
That's astounding.
Wow.
That's astounding audio. I don't even know why I swung. Okay. Ruben Amaro joins us in studio. We'll play a lot of audio for you through the show. Things that were said notably last night. Two most notable things post-game were that Rob Thompson's going to go with Aaron Nola in game three, and Alec Bohm doesn't even know why he swung. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about PI Dental Center, how they've helped me through the years and how they can help you as well. I wish they could help our baseball team. They can't, but they can help you with your teeth. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, you know, I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 24 years. My mom, a patient for over 30 years. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists, they specialize in the restoration and replacement of teeth. They are sensational with what they do. PI Dental Center are the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a tremendous, dramatic transformation in a mere one day. If you're struggling with your teeth, I'm telling you, man, get yourself there. PIDentalCenter.com is the website to start with. They're located in Fort Washington. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.